KKKL.
KADCW, Harbor Springs.
This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. Listening on Statewide 1 for any calls.
Hey, good morning. This is KADCW in Harbor Springs. Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. This is Dave in Shelby Township, where it's kind of overcast and the sun's kind of trying to break through about 60 degrees outside. Looks like it might be a spring day until the storms get here.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Name here is Bentley, if it's not coming across on your radio. We've got fog and warmer temps. I think we're going to hit almost 60 today, which will be nice, but we still have a lot of snow to melt, and with all the rain we got over the weekend, we got some pretty serious flooding and roads that are washed out and all kinds of fun stuff like that up here.
That's interesting. You still got snow up there. I guess it takes a while for that snow to go away, the amount that you had. Wow. Are you going to get any more in the forecast? I haven't looked at the weather, but there's supposed to be a drop in our temperature this weekend. And with rain for us, does that mean snow for you?
Well, we're usually good for a good snowstorm in April. And at this point, I don't want to say anything that might jinx me. But, I see some colder temps Sunday, Monday next week that would result in some snow if we actually had some precipitation. So we're just kind of keeping our fingers crossed that we don't have any more of it because we're frankly tired of it up here. We had over 180 inches this week.
Well, that's interesting. Wow, a lot of snow. I changed my setting on this 890, and it's 890 Indicone. I had the modulation mic gain set to auto, and that's supposed to keep me from over-modulating and under-modulating. I have heard some people say my 878 sounds better than the 890, so I took that auto modulation off, auto mic gain turned off, and set it to a fixed constant 3. Is my audio okay? Am I too loud, too soft? Go ahead.
No, I'd say you sound fantastic. Real test would be to get someone else on the conversation with us and kind of compare you and another transmission, but you sound great to me. I wouldn't change anything.
Well, that's good to hear. My 78 is downstairs right now. I don't want to run down and get it, but I was going back and forth between my 878 and this 890, and I made the change based on a sample of one. The guy said I sound better on the 878, and I was slightly over-modulating on the 890. So I took off the auto mic gain, and to me also, when I listen, to myself on the 878 through the using the 890, it did sound better on the fixed mic gain versus the auto mic gain. So maybe I got a little bit of work to do on that auto mic gain and on this radio. There's quite a few bugs in this radio.
Well, where you may run into some issues with the fixed mic gain would be if you have a lot of ambient noise around you, like if you're driving in the car or if you are in a noisy environment or have wind around you. That would be something to test how it works. I'm using the BTEC 6x2, which I think is the same hardware as the 878, and I think I've got my mic gain set to level 3 as well, and I've not heard any bad reports about my audio. Something else that you might want to try testing, and you can do this on your own, is using the Parrot Talk Group, which I think is 310977. And if you're not familiar with that, the way that works is that you dial up that talk group, you speak a phrase into it, and it repeats it back to you. Then you can hear exactly how you sound using any radio.
On that, with one radio at a time, what I need to do is do that test I did with the other station, whereas I used the parrot at the other station. Talk on, use the parrot for the 890, listening on the 878, and then try it again, listening on the 878, same radio to listen, then do the reverse of that, listen on the 890 twice, once with 890 transmitting and once with the 878 transmitting, to see what the difference is, and that might tell me a lot. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head by, you know, kind of moving the transmission and the receive around with different radios. You kind of get the best of all worlds to hear how you sound. I use that Parrot Talk group frequently if I'm trying to get into a new repeater, and I can tell if I'm hitting it, and then look at the dashboard to see what my loss rate is and things like that. So yeah, it can be quite useful as a test to make sure that your radio is working, or your hotspot, or the repeater that you're getting into, and what the quality is.
Yeah, but that's not supported on the MI5 network, so don't bother trying using any Grandmaster comforts in MI5, please.
I heard that comment from Fred, and I know that, and it's quite interesting to hear what I see on my display, the number of people who are trying to use Grandmaster talk groups on MI5. I get a kick out of it. I just, you know, don't do anything. Just be patient, and then they will give up very quickly. So, yes. Well, mainly the problem I have right now is one of my hotspots is dead, and the other one, I haven't used it in so many years that I got the old DMR talk group in it. My job today, I think, is I'm going to update that hotspot. It's a little I-0. Man, are they slow. And update it and start using it and try to pair it maybe today on using that old hotspot. I'm going to have to buy a new one. I think I'm going to get one of those with the Pi 4 or the Pi 3 computer on it, and that will be a little bit faster when I want to make changes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about that after I suggested you use the Parrot Talk group, that you're going to have to find another receiver than the MI5, because I doubt the MI5 network will allow that. So whether it's a hotspot or a different GMR receiver in your repeater in your area. Yeah, I built my own hotspot out of a Pi 3 Bravo, and it works great. I've been very impressed with it. I haven't had any issues. Just have to reboot it every once in a great while, but other than that, it's been solid. A little bit of a challenge to get it all set up, especially to use both the Grandmaster and the TGIF networks, which is what our local link analog repeater system uses for DMR access. So that took a little bit of figuring out, but once I got it set up, it's been rock solid.
Yeah, I lose you, Bentley? This is N6WY.
Yeah, I'm still here. Looks like we got a little bit of a blip there, so not sure what you heard last or what you didn't, but not a big deal. Nothing earth-shattering or groundbreaking for me.
Okay, I maybe too quick on the push to talk. And I don't know, should I let the carrier drop on the MI5 system before I hit the push to talk, or just put a long pause? Normally I let the carrier drop.
Yeah, I've got my radio configured so that when I see the PTT, it'll beep to tell me it's ready, and then I can transmit, and then after you would transmit and I'm on receive, I'll wait for the beep at the end of your transmit, and that allows me to get back in.
Well, I got that too, but the beep after you transmit, I can hit the push to talk button and get back in. But I just wonder if I do it too soon. Does it time out the repeater or what? Normally I let the carrier on the MiFi system go down all the way, and then I will hit the push-to-talk button.
Yeah, I think that pause is always a good idea on DMR. It's got that delay, and you end up talking over your cell slightly or clipping your transmissions. So I think that's a good practice.
Well, Bentley, I got to get back to my routine here. Nice talking to you this morning, and thanks for the information. I will say 73 this time around and listen for your final. This is N6WY.
Yeah, good catching you again, Dave. Hope you have a great day, a great week, and good luck building up that new hotspot. It's always a fun little project. K8VCW.
N6WY is clear.
Delta 8 Mike Papa testing RG6 2 TLC. Delta 8 Mike Papa testing Rubber Duck. Delta 8 Mike Papa testing Abri. Delta 8 Mike Papa testing Stock Rubber Duck.
KC8MXG, monitoring.
N8DVF. N8DVF, testing 1, 2, 3.
N8DVF, KC8MXG, good test on statewide one at Novi repeater.
KC8MXG from N8DVF, appreciate the comeback. I tested on a new radio here and saw a bunch of things flashing on the screen, but didn't have audio, so I wasn't positive. I appreciate it.
DVMXD, clear.
N8DVF, standing by.
It's sounding pretty good over here, Dakota, K8WOJ.
Thanks, Rick. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing with this radio, so it's good hearing people coming the other way.
Yeah, no problem. Well, you got to try it out somehow, right?
That's right. Figured now as good a time as any. I was driving home, and before I got out of range of the Mount Clemens repeater, gave it a go, and it looks like it's working, so that's exciting. I don't know why my zones aren't, but that's another problem I'll figure out later.
Yeah, I started looking into the zones on this Anytone mobile here, and I started scratching my head and like, well, I'm glad it's mounted in the house. I don't even have to worry about them, so I still don't know how to use them.
If you're on the go, they're super handy. I have them at home, and I find them annoying, like on my R7. I program all my radios the same, but on my R7, I've got like a local zone and a node zone, and I find myself going back and forth between the two to either use my open spot for DMR or jump on the local repeater. I think I need to change that. This radio, I thought, was set up the same way, but I can't get into anything. I'm just in one big channel bank, which is not convenient when you're driving.
No, I've got, with the dual vehicles, I got the one set up for local analog and the other one for local digital. So I got statewide one on one and the FBI on the other.
That's exactly how I used to run my radios, but this is single VFO, so then you get put in that predicament of what do I want to listen to, or I got to scan stuff. So a little less convenient, but I'll figure out a simple way to make it work.
Well, it sounded pretty good. Which radio is it?
This is the Motorola 5550E.
Oh, okay. That's probably why it sounds so good.
If someone did an A-B comparison coming in so I could hear them, I don't know that I'd be able to pick out the Motorola or not, but I've heard they sound good. Curious what this range is going to be like going north, though, because there's really nothing between... Me? Oh, yeah, there's really no northern DMR repeaters until you get way north.
Yeah, you're right. And I noticed, too, talking about the roaming there, I noticed Tommy uses that, too. He's all over the state, and I guess it's pretty handy for him.
I think that was what was confusing me. It looked like the radio was receiving. It had the signal bars, and I think that's because this Mount Clemens repeater is in my roaming group, and the flashing and whatnot was just it being able to communicate with that repeater before it tried to look for a different one, maybe. I don't know how that works exactly, but I'm going to pretend I do. So I've got, like, Detroit, Mount Clemens, Novi, Flint, and Burnside, and I think Mayville, all in a roam list.
That should cover you pretty good. It's just whether, I guess, whether you can hit Burnside from on your way home.
I know I'm bummed out. I went north, what was it, Saturday? Saturday or Sunday, I went north. I think it was Sunday. I had to get a four-wheeler tire fixed. And I was super excited. I brought this radio, and I had it programmed wrong, so I couldn't even key up the repeaters to test the range on them.
Oh, bummer. I was just going to ask you if you went out and popped any dogs this weekend, but apparently not.
No, unfortunately not. I texted a farmer that I used to hunt on his land before I moved out to Elmont, and I think I can still go there. He's not like a super talkative, you know, welcoming guy. I'm sure if I showed up, he wouldn't care, but I'm trying to line up property for turkey this Saturday, and I don't really know where I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah, I got you there. I didn't know anybody with private land, so I was always stuck on state land. And speaking of turkeys, we got a tom that's probably about 250 yards northeast in the morning when I'm out feeding the cat about 5 a.m. And just as it starts getting light, he starts gobbling. So I keep forgetting every morning. I took my box call out this morning, and he wasn't there because it was raining. So I'm waiting to try it out, see if I can call him in.
Get yourself a box call and a slingshot. Wait him out.
Yeah, we have to have a ton of turkeys around here the last couple of years, but so far this year I've seen there's one hen running around all by herself, and then I hear this one tom down the other north of me, northeast of me kind of thing, and that's all I've seen. We used to have them in the yard coming in to pick up the scraps around the bird feeder and walking around on the deck, but this year they seem to be few and far between.
I hope that's not the case out by me, because they've been plentiful the last couple of years. I'm actually surprised to hear that you don't see more because of how many I see on the side of the road dead.
Well, I'm starting to think that that's maybe what's happened. A lot of folks around here just don't stop or slow down for wildlife kind of thing, and I'm starting to think a lot of them got hit. Shoot, there's something else I was going to say about that turkey, but it slipped my mind.
You actually just reminded me that I need to order a couple mouth calls. All of mine are pretty disgusting, and I really don't want to use them this year.
I got this, no mouth calls, but I got a box call, but it's not like your normal box call where you got a top, you know, that you just kind of grab, you hold the bottom and you take the top and squeeze it along. It's a plastic call with a plunger, and as you depress the plunger, it makes these little chirp, and then, you know, just depends on how you press it.
Interesting. I don't know if I've ever seen one of those. When I think of box call, I think of what you just said, the old school wooden one with the chalk, and you got to rock it back and forth. I've tried those, never had much luck. I don't know if I just couldn't get it to sound good. I tried slate. I did okay with slate, still looked like it didn't sound great. And I feel like I do a better job with a mouth call, which was fine with me because they're pretty damn cheap.
Yeah, this one's an HS Strut.
That's the brand of mouth calls I buy, HS Strut, or I buy, that's actually my Sleek call, too. I buy them, or I buy Fox Pro.
And quite a few years back, I think I went out twice turkey hunting, and I used it, and I actually called the tom in, but I couldn't get him any closer than about 50 yards on the other side of some brush. So apparently it works pretty good, because I usually get replies out of it anyway.
I think less is more, so if you can get their attention and get them to start gobbling at you, they'll get interested enough and maybe start walking towards you. I think a lot of people overcall.
Yeah, and I got a feeling I just had timed it right, because I've seen them where they, you know, they get kind of horned up in the spring there. You can beep your car horn at them, and they'll all start gobbling. You can whistle at them, and they'll all start gobbling. Sometimes they'll gobble at anything.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I used to hunt the fields across the street from my parents, that was now basically a subdivision, that was my favorite thing. We'd out there just before light, and you could hear them coming down and firing off, and it was like, which way do we go? It was 190 acres of just fields and valleys and little lowlands and whatnot. And, man, we had a blast hunting out there. That was the best thing to hear in the morning, with those guys gobbling.
Yeah, I went out with a friend of mine up by Fife Lake in Kalkaska area there. We were actually partridge hunting. He had two bird dogs, and we were walking along some state land on a little two-track kind of thing, and all of a sudden the dogs went crazy. Next thing you know, this whole plaque of turkey was going up in the air. Turkeys going everywhere. We didn't see many partridges, but boy, oh boy, there was a heck of a lot of turkeys.
I want to change the subject, but you were talking about the roaming. I just happened to look down. I'm at 32 and M53 right now. I'm on Burnside, so from my office till here and all the way home, because I'm only going to drive closer to Burnside, I can talk DMR on two repeaters.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you're in like Flynn then. well, that's great. I end up using either the hotspot or the clear, but I can get to, WHCMC in Detroit pretty easily, and with the handhelds also.
Give me one second, Rick. I'll be right back. I need DBF. Sorry about that. I just saw my buddy's wife next to me on the highway, who I haven't seen in months.
Hey, no problem at all. Hey, I kind of want to pick your brain here for a minute there. I mean, it's not anything really important or nothing, but I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on another Encore barrel, a 26-inch 308 with a .810 barrel, so it's kind of a bull barrel. But I'm thinking it's like almost, it's 3 3/4 pounds, I think. But I'm thinking of having it cut to 20 inches, and I'm just wondering if I took off 6 inches of an 810 barrel, you know, diameter barrel, how much weight that might save. I'm guessing it's probably no more than a couple of ounces, I would think.
Oh, man, let me think. I am the furthest thing from a mathematician here, but it'll be a noticeable difference, because you got to think you're cutting that off the end of the barrel, so just the leverage alone. I don't think it's like a linear, I don't know. I think you're going to notice it. I noticed just taking the suppressor off of my gun. It's like, holy crap, that made a big difference. And that's only, I don't know, 13 ounces?
Yeah, I don't really like them if they're too heavy kind of thing. But I've been hem-hawing around about it for a while. And then I got thinking today out on the porch there, I thought, well, you know what, if I just get the 26, because it's only $70, I can have them cut it and recrown it with an 11-degree target crown kind of thing. But then I got to thinking, you know, maybe I should just get it home and try it out kind of thing. Because, you know, if it's 26 inches, I can always have it cut. But if I cut it, say, 20 inches and turn out I don't like it, I can't put the barrel back on. I can't put those 6 inches back on.
That ain't good, yeah. That's a good point. I mean, you can always cut it after the fact. I typically don't get my barrel shortened. I just usually get them threaded, and it's rare that I buy a gun that's not threaded anymore. But I've had a couple where, like, for example, my Remington 700 and 22-250 is a 26-inch bull barrel. Probably the same profile that you're looking at. It is so unbelievably heavy that I don't even like use it. It doesn't even have a scope on it right now. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what I'm trying to... Well, I have a 700 VS in 308 with a 26-inch barrel, and it's a varmint synthetic, and it's a beast, you know. It's a bench gun. And I thought, well, it would be nice to have a backup for that, for the 308 in the Encore, something that I could drag around. But then I get to thinking, I'm broke down, I can't get out and drag around and go out in the woods hunting anyway. So then I think, well, why do you want a new barrel? I just want it, you know what I mean? It gives me an excuse to do more load testing and develop a load for it.
There's never anything wrong with getting more toys, but that's a good point, too. If you're not going to truck around the woods with it, is it worth shaving that velocity off? I know 308s will be fine down to like 16 inches, but I don't know what you're losing off foot per second, but that's probably not a concern for you. You're good at figuring that stuff out. Again, I typically don't cut my barrels. I just get them threaded because I put a suppressor on everything. But if you're not shooting with a suppressor, I say just run it, give it a go, and then if you want it shorter, get it shorter. I bet you probably shave, you cut 6 inches off, I probably wager, I don't know, 8 to 10 ounces.
Well, now, that seems like worth, that seems kind of worthwhile to me. I'm kind of liking, I should have back then when they were still making, but Remington was making one they called the LTR, the Light Tactical Rifle. Was a, you know their 700, but I think it had a 20-inch barrel. It was very light, and boy, the things would shoot like crazy. It was really a nice gun, but by the time I found out, the range officer and his wife each had one, and but by the time I found out about them, they weren't making them anymore.
That was almost me with my CZs. I jumped on a bandwagon after the 455 was discontinued, and I had to call around to track one down.
Yeah, so that's why I was thinking of chopping this 26-incher down to 20, but I think maybe I'll just leave it alone and play with it a while and see what happens. It's kind of funny, I used to go crazy for deer hunting, the rifle deer season, and I thought, geez, you know, it's terrible to, you have to wait 50 weeks to do something for 2 weeks, and then you got to wait another 50 weeks before you can do it again, so... I started figuring out that, you know, I'm really enjoying the heck out of putting together loads and doing the load testing all year long. So that quickly became my absolute favorite outdoor thing to do.
It is definitely a shame how short that season is. I mean, not so much now if you're down the shoot antler list, which is all I care about. So you get, you know, basically end of September, and you get archery till the 15th of November. And then they have, God, I think, it was until January 31st, I think I could have shot those the past season. So if you break it down that way, you got what, October, November, December, January. You get 4 solid months now, and that's a lot of season.
Yeah, you're right, and that's what got me into muzzle loading and archery. So I could get in on the other seasons. But I like carrying my rifle around. You can kind of reach out and touch them, you know, and it's kind of my favorite. But anyway, P-8-W-O-J.
P-8? What's going on, gentlemen?
Fun. I heard you in there. Go on.
I was over here, turned the radio on, and was excited to hear you out here. Were you on the mobile or... on an HT?
I'm on the 5550E, and you know what's just mind-boggling to me is I have touched 2 repeaters from my office to I'm almost home, and I'm driving closer to the second repeater, so I still can't wrap my head around that. Versus the commute in, I touch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 analog repeaters.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
Yeah, it is pretty wild. What are you able to get Mount Clemens almost all the way home?
I was talking on Mount Clemens until 32 Mile Road and M53, and then I roamed to Burnside, and I'm looking at my receive, it's full signal. So I'll be able to talk Burnside all over the place by my house. And the other crazy thing is that antenna I sent you a picture of is like the size of my palm.
Give me a link to that. Yeah, that's awesome. I think you and I were talking and I was explaining the reach that the DMR is getting, and it's obviously not exclusive to Detroit. It's pretty awesome, the coverage that this system has. It's wild.
Rick, are you on a hotspot or are you going into Detroit?
Yeah, I'm going through a hotspot at the moment.
I'm going to have to do some HT testing to see what the range is like. I mean, I'm on low power for this radio, which is 25 watts, but still, it doesn't make any sense compared to what I'm used to, that's all.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I was, before I got DMR, I was looking at videos and stuff. And just like Anthony said, they were supposed to reach out a whole lot farther than straight analog does. So anyway, I got one. And once I got it up and running kind of thing, and I started programming the repeaters in it, we got Novi repeaters. We got repeaters all over the place. And with analog, I hit them really easy. And with my HTs, but with the DMR, I can't seem to get the most of them.
Talk all over town on an HT. You know, I'm on an HT right now at 12 in Jefferson hitting the Detroit repeater. And I could hit the Mount Clemens repeater from here just as easily.
Yeah, it is insane. I knew it was, like, better for range because the static isn't there, so you can be on the fringe, and as long as it's not too bad, you can still get everything. I didn't think it was going to be this unbelievably good. So I'm excited about it. What is this dude doing? Hunting groundhogs? Jealous. The fact that I'm able to commute 30 miles on two repeaters in the city and out to the country is also pretty cool. So I'm going to get this thing into the house when I get home and maybe tweak the roam list. I didn't think that was going to work as good as it did either. I didn't have to touch a single thing.
It is incredible. It works so good. And I've just been using it on the Anytone. I think it's a step up on the Motorola's.
Well, Dakota, an added plus is that if you went through all those low spots that you normally go through, we couldn't tell on this end. You were just loud and clear like you're sitting in the room with me the whole way home.
Yeah, like I said, I picked you up on Hall Road just before 53. The other station came at me at, like, Hayes for the radio check, which I appreciate if you're still listening. And I've been on it ever since, and I have not touched the dial once other than the volume. Anthony, you're a little hot audio-wise compared to Rick. I don't know if it's my radio or if Rick can second that, but it seems like I got to turn Rick up and you down a little bit. But, yeah, truly impressed. Blown away. And Anthony, your radio, like I said, that 4550 is programmed just like this, so you'll be able to do the same thing. I'll send you, I don't know what your plans are with it, if you're doing a bag radio or what, but I'll send you the mag mount and the antenna I got, which are so small, I think you can fit them in your pocket.
Okay, DMR.
It's so nice I have my windows down. I'm probably talking too loud.
Yeah, you had my speakers rattling over there, and there was another breaker in there. Go right ahead.
This is K8TMR. How you guys doing? Hey, Dakota, I just heard you guys. I wanted to let you know that currently I'm on a hotspot, but I'm at work, so 32 in Van Dyke. But with the HT, I can hit Mount Clemens from here pretty good if I'm out in the bay or, out of inside the building.
Well, that answers my question, and now I'm going to have to get home and play with my HT and see what I'm able to get into from around town here. Still, like, kind of flabbergasted. I can't believe I've used that word, but, man, this is sweet. I didn't think it was this good, but I am approaching my driveway here, so I'm going to jump out. Phil, I'll shoot you a text. Anthony, I don't know what you got going on tomorrow. I know you're heading out of town Wednesday, but I can't. I'm meeting someone for lunch. Let's say I could probably meet you for lunch tomorrow if we're going to be on this side of town. But anyway, I got two radios. They're not going anywhere. Rick, I'm sure I'll catch you in the morning. Phil, I'll text you. Anthony, I'm sure I'll text you too. I'll catch you guys later. N8DBF.
It was good talking to you this afternoon. I'll catch up with you in the morning most likely. KARUH.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys later on. K8TMR.
Later. And Rick, I'll talk to you later, too. K8RUH, and I will be clear and monitoring.
Okay, Anthony and Phil and Dakota, if you're still listening there. I think once Dakota signed off, we both jumped on together, so we both kind of doubled, so apologize. But you guys have a good one there, and we'll catch you later. K8WOJ.
And ADDF.
Hey, fancy meeting you here.
I don't know what kind of voodoo magic this is, but I'm standing inside my house on an HT.
You are styling now, young man. I just got done ordering that barrel.
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad that I helped you come to that conclusion.
Yep, I'm blaming you. No. I got a little more seriously thinking about it today, and I thought, no, I'm going to do it. So But after talking to you, I thought, yeah, okay, I'm going to leave it to full length here and play with it a while and see what happens there. And since I can't get out and drag it around anyway, I'm probably going to just use it on a bench all the time anyway. So, yeah, it'll be good. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of 308 rounds loaded up here I can start off with and test with. So I'm going to have to think about putting a scope on that thing. I have to check and see what I got. I probably got half a dozen sitting in the one of the safes there. Fun, fun, fun.
I was going to say, what happened to the one that you just took off when you got your new Athlon?
Yeah, I haven't mounted that new one yet. I got it. I pulled it out and checked it out, and I got it stuffed in the safe there, and debating on when I'm going to put that on yet. I've got another Athlon, but it's a 1-4.5 on the Encore 350 Legend. So, but I kind of like that one. I don't know. It's probably going to replace that one.
What's up, everybody? Can't say that.
Hey, young man, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I heard some traffic over here. I'm at a 24-inch Shainer. I'll copy.
Dakota must be playing with that new radio. Oh, loud and clear. You sound like you're in the room here with me. And if I heard right there, you had a house in front of you there for a while?
No. No, I'm just driving to Rochester right now, and I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, on the 2600, yeah. I was on Warren, and my house was blocking the signal.
Oh, okay, I got you. See what happens when you get old?
What's up, Dave? I didn't want to double there.
Not much, just wanted to see how the, I'm only on a little quarter wave antenna. I'm about to go underneath the expressway on 24 mile going west under the M53 expressway. There's a lot of backup going east.
Dakota?
You know, as much as a 2x4 advocate as I was, I took mine off and I'm running a tram quarter wave too, just the little tiny UHF one. And I talked on that from my office to home, and I'm standing in the backyard on the R7 now, so... I guess you don't need much.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, I guess you have a little bit more grace. You know, because I'm sure if we were to listen to our signal on analog, it would be all staticky and all that stuff. But, yeah, there's a lot of error correction.
God, there's that dashboard. I should look at that.
So I'm on my MD9600. What radio are you using there, Ricky? I think your name's Ricky, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just call me Rick. I was born in 53, and I Love Lucy was the most favorite TV show at the time, so they named me after Ricky Ricardo. I'm on Anytone Mobile, the 578 UB2 Plus or 3 Plus, something like that. Nice radio, Quad Man, UHF, VHF, 220. I guess a tri-band.
Yeah, that's a good radio. I have that one, too. I have that little, the little extender unit thingy. But I didn't put that in my car. I put the 9600 in the car just because it was easy to program. It's got that open GD77 on it, just like the RT3Ss and all that stuff. But I really do like that 578, but it's hard to use in the car.
Yeah, I like that little extra gizmo there. It's if it's what I'm thinking of, it's that Bluetooth accessory. It's about the size of a cell phone, and it's all screen. You can kind of run the radio from that. I considered getting that myself.
Yeah, I mean, the Bluetooth part doesn't work too well in my experience. You know, I think you probably know who Dana is, right? Dana does the DMR TechNet. He always uses that Bluetooth thing, and I feel like the audio doesn't sound as good. But the nice thing about it is it comes with a wired connection. So it comes with, so you don't have to use it necessarily Bluetooth. You can, just use the wire that it comes with, and it kind of acts like a little head unit. And it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I didn't know that part of it. Dakota, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't want to interrupt. you guys talking radios. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm about to reach the top of the hill where you go down into the pit of Rochester, so I probably should say 73 now. I'll listen to you. You guys can continue talking. I'm just going to listen because I know my signal is going to have trouble. So I'll back out, and maybe I'll catch you guys on the return trip at some point. KF8S.
Okay, David, have a good one there and a safe one. We'll catch you later. Dakota?
Yeah, Dave, I'll catch you later. Good catching over here on the DMR side. I'll be playing over here a little bit more now that I know how well it works.
I had another question for you there, young man. With all your sniping out there and deer and groundhogs and all that, where do you zero your rifles at?
Depends on the gun. 22s are always 50 yards. 17, I think I've got zeroed at 100. I just know that there's height over bore, anything inside of like 25. And then all my center fires are 100. The reason being is I dial everything. So all my ballistic charts start at 100 yard zero. I mean, I can set them to whatever I want, but just to keep things simple, deer guns 100, varmint guns are 100, and then I just adjust from there.
Okay, I got you. For a long time, I used point blank range, you know? So who knows what it is. You needed a calculator to figure it out kind of thing, and then I'd set it up for there. But then I switched to 100, and now I've been going back. I've been going to 50. Because it gives me a near zero and a far zero with only, usually about an inch and a half rise in between kind of thing. It's kind of fun. I'm enjoying it.
I hunt with a buddy who's a hell of a shot, and he drives me crazy because he'll zero 2 inches.
Yeah, see, now most of my stuff, I haven't done any kind of longer range shooting, like 200, you know, over 200 yards kind of thing, so. The 50-yard zero is kind of nice because, you know, you got the 50-yard for the near zero. And usually, it seems like a good portion of my rifles, I got another about 180, 190-yard zero, again, kind of thing. So I just been playing with that. But if I was going to do the longer range stuff, I'd probably go back to 100-yard zero.
The way I set up everything, it's kind of like cheating, but I do the 100-yard zero, and I don't know if you're familiar with applied ballistics. I'm sure you are, but I have the Vortex Fury HD applied ballistics binoculars, so I can load up to 3 profiles into my binos and then switch them to whatever gun I'm shooting. So that'll range the target and then tell me my adjustment for that target.
Oh, excellent. I know Sig Sawyer had a deal. They had a rangefinder that worked with a particular scope they had. So you could just shoot the rangefinder, it'd get the range, feed it to the scope, and then when you look through the scope at the reticle, it'd put a red dot where you had to do the holdover. It was kind of nice.
Interesting. I see visual. I let go. I confirm. Yeah, that go. Last year, 296, I shot the 400, so I think I'm doing something right.
Yeah, and just so you know, you're kind of out there. Are you walking around outside?
Jesus, I just realized I'm on 1 watt, but yeah, I am walking around outside.
1 watt? My goodness.
Yeah, you said that, and I looked down, and it said low power, so I should be fine now.
Oh, yeah, you're booming right in again.
I don't know what kind of witchcraft they got built into these things, but that's just unreal. Every HD I've ever had, I thought it was a toy because I couldn't get into repeaters I could see, and now I'm standing here. That repeater is 30 minutes plus from my house that I'm talking on.
Excellent. I get the same thing. I can sit out on the porch, but I can only southeast, south, southwest. I can get all over the place, down even past Detroit kind of thing, but when I start trying to go east, north, or northwest kind of thing, the range is pretty limited.
You know, it really blows my mind.
What's that?
I'm HD Rubber Duck in the mobile down to 994 in the Grosse Pointe, and I am talking on the same repeater that Rick's on.
Holy cow, Batman.
Hey, I'm in a hole in Rochester. How's this?
Sean, could you breathe this? But, like, it's just insane to me that it works that well.
Yeah, I heard you there, Dave, in Rochester.
But which one are you on, Mount Clemens, I'm assuming? But yeah, Dakota, you know, the digital forgives some errors, you know, stuff that would be noise and whatnot, it reconstructs. But when it goes fast. But I'll tell you, it's working. You got a lot of string there. Which one are you on, Dave?
Mount Clemens, I'm by the fire station. I just past the water tower. That's where I'm at.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm just, actually I was in the shores. Just coming up on 8 Mile Road on I-94, heading down to the Grand Kids. Do a little shopping down there, and then I got some other stuff to do. But, all right, I'll let you guys get back to it. I'm driving here. HD Rubber Duck, extra fast mobile, as we like to say. So, I don't know how good my signal is, but W8FU. Rick?
Well, Sean, you got an excellent signal. Actually, I sound even better than normal for some reason. Have a good one and a safe one in. We'll catch you later.
Later, Sean. Yeah, I'm going to jump out here for a bit. I got to work on power wheels, so I will catch you guys later this evening or tomorrow morning at 8 BBF.
All right, have a good one. You care to catch you later. KWOJ. Dave, you're still out there. I am going to get out of here, too. I was out on the porch and have a cigar there. Usually I got a handheld to take out there with me, but at the moment, all the batteries are dead. So I got to get off my butt and do some charging. Have yourself a good one there. Stay safe. We'll catch you later. KUWOJ.
Yep, talk to you later. I'm near my destination, so talk to you later. KF8S.
KF8S, that ain't GBF.
KF8S.
Power wheels are fixed. Wife is cooking dinner, so I'm back outside on the radio.
Yeah, we're just parked waiting for my daughter's at her music lesson, and so we're just sitting in the car for about 30 minutes.
Not what I'm doing. I'm just waiting for dinner. So I just got your picture, too. Is that the Browning one, or what brand is that?
Yeah, it's Browning. Davian had one, and he brought it to, you know, he was at Wetzel that one time. I go, hey, what's that? And then I found it on eBay. And, the magnet's, like, oversized for it.
Yeah, I saw those. I was looking on eBay today. I was trying to find the Motorola one, but they were all like $450 to $490, which obviously is no good. So I ended up just ordering that tram. I'm like, screw it. It's cheap enough. The mag mount's tiny. It's a 2.5 inch. I'll give it a shot. And I am beyond surprised how well it works. It took me a little bit to get the SWR dialed in on my truck because I just used I converted a UHF to NMO. I don't know if you've seen those things where it's just got like a center pin insert and then like a ring that goes on the outside, so I had to fine-tune the depth for that. That's like a 1.5 now, and then the MagMouth's like a 1.2, and I could not believe how well they worked.
Yeah, I'm surprised how, you know, these little tiny, I mean, the band's, you know, 70 centimeters, so there you go. But this thing is so wide-banded. It's like 350 to, like, I don't know, somewhere in the 500s where you're not, you know, it's just like super wide-band. Like, it's just an even match across all of that range.
Send me the link for that one, because I want to see if it's the one I was looking at. They're so cheap, I want to try them and do a comparison, but it's like, how do you compare them when they work? It's not like I'm dropping out or anything.
Yeah, if you talk to Eric, he's got this... Eric's been the one that's been testing these, like, over the years, and, he's got this one from Bingfu. That's a weird name. And it's, you said you needed UHF. I think it is a UHF, so it's like a 2 meter and 7 centimeter one. It's slightly larger than the one, you know, slightly taller than the one I've got here. I would say maybe it's about 2 times the size, but it's still like only like 9 inches or something like that. Less than a yard, less than a kid's ruler.
When I opened up the package and I saw it, I was like, there's no way. Like, it looked like a computer Wi-Fi antenna. It was so small. Obviously, it wasn't, you know, fat. It's just a little wire with a ball on the end so you don't poke your eye out. But I was like, there's no way this is going to work good. And then I tested it. I'm like, holy crap. So I don't know that I can get better than 1.2. It's wideband. So I think it's 410 to 490. Not as wide-banded as yours, obviously, but more than I'll ever need. And then it's rated for 200 watts, which is also, again, more than I'll ever need.
but I'm a fan of the low profile. Going from the 2x4 on my truck to that is like night and day. And then my wife's truck, I had the mag mount on there with a 16-inch Comet, and she kept hitting it on the garage. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to fix that.
That's funny. No, I just, yeah, I like the low profile ones. I still have the 2x4 in the car. I'll use it on occasion if I know I'm going to be, like, farther away from the repeater, but, and I know I'm going to be talking, but I just leave this one on. You know, it's, like you said, low profile. Only time I got to take it off is if I go through a car wash.
Yeah, that's my only concern. I mean, yours looks a little bit more durable because it looks like it's got a spring, but mine's just a straight piece of wire. It's like anything hits that, it's toast. But I guess for what they cost, who cares? You can buy a couple of them for the price of one 2x4. But my 2x4 is put away. FKM 150 is out of the truck. I need to figure out what I'm going to do with that. Well, I'm going to sell that, and then I got to figure out what I'm going to do with the 2730. I just don't see myself not using UHF and DMR now. That's all I ever used was UHF, and then switching to DMR stuff. It's like, holy crap, it works everywhere.
Yep, it's a good system. I would say Fusion is okay, too, but, yeah, not as good as DMR as far as coverage.
The roaming is what sold me on this DMR stuff, aside from the range. It's just the fact that I can put said channels in a roaming list and not have to touch it again is pretty awesome.
Yeah, you need roaming more than I do. It shows you are on Burnside. Wow. So you roamed over to Burnside?
So I don't know if you know where Burnside's at, but if you look it up on a map, I'm standing in my driveway on the R7 right now. But when I left this, I called out on Mount Clemens. Someone came back to me at, I think, Shaner or Hayes. I think Shaner, actually. And then I talked to Rick, Anthony, and maybe you. I can't remember if I talked to you. Yeah, and you before I got out of the truck, all the way to my house. So I went from Mount Clemens all the way at 32 Mile Road, and then I roamed to Burnside all the way, the rest of the journey home. And then when I got home, I just grabbed the HD.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, I'm just, like, looking at your signal thing. I mean, you're like, S5. You're, like, 108, 106. So anything above one, anything below 115 is not good. So you had a couple 115s there, but, yeah, there's a 120 in there, but I think that was when you were down to 1 watt.
Yeah, I mean, I was calling Rick. I don't know if you could hear me, but every HD I've ever had, I haven't been able to do anything with. And then I'm using a dinky little 5-inch rubber duck and 5 watts. I'm talking like 15 miles away.
KFAS. Burnside have a UHF? Because I wonder if you can get into that.
I didn't catch that. I was yelling at my kids. What did you say?
For the analog side, are you able to get into, does Burnside have an analog, like, you know, UHF, MI, was it 1, MI2, you know what I'm talking about, the one that's linked up. It doesn't matter. You got your repeater. Duh.
I think they do or did. I don't know. I've talked about it before. I don't know if it's still active. I don't know whose machine that is. It's either Fred or Jeff's. I think it might be Jeff's. But I don't know. I've tried it, and I've tried Mayville, and I can't hit them unless I'm on my roof antenna from the house.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. So this radio here doesn't have roaming, but the UV32 or whatever, that one does. I should probably put Burnside in if I ever go up M53.
Yeah, for DMR, I mean, you're going to pick it up at just south of 32 Mile Road, and you can run that forever. I feel like you can run that almost all the way up the state, not Burnside, but Burnside will hand you off to the whatever's next.
Anyway, this is the first time I've seen anybody with BRN on the peer list. It's usually like Mount Clemens, Detroit, Novi, and this is the first time I've seen BRN.
Not many of those northern folk play radio. UCT?
Where am I at? Avon and Rochester at the top of the hill. It's a negative 9. I'm trying to find where I was down in the hole to see what I was doing down there.
There's another station in there. Go ahead.
Down Rochester by the water tower is like negative 108. So just borderline on getting out of the system.
This is NAPZT. Here's an Northern Radio operator out of Indian River here. I'm on the northern, almost the northernmost repeater. They got, I guess, up in Mackinac. This one is kind of in eastern Sheboygan County. And I'm on an HD in my fairly four-walled concrete bungalow, old cabin up here. You guys are coming in loud and clear.
Oh, you're a real northerner. I'm talking like north of Macomb County, southeast Michigan. But yeah, you're an actual northerner. That also just blows my mind that we're talking on HQs all across. I sound like a new ham.
Well, I haven't been involved in GMR that much, only maybe about a year or two now. And yeah, the system is amazing. Well, I'll let you guys get back to your talk since you're both in the same area there doing your stuff. You have a great day, and nice chat. NAPZT here, name is Steven. Give a call anytime. Out.
All right, Steven. You got Dakota and Dave here. Good talking to you, and appreciate you jumping in. 7-3. Go ahead, Dave.
Yep, I guess for some reason it didn't key up. I was just saying the same thing. good hearing from you. I've heard you talk to... Man, I forgot the guy's name. The guy on the other side. So, yeah, there's a repeater up in the Sioux.
Real glad I took all that effort to put a repeater up in my house when I could have just did this.
Well, you know, you can use that for other things, you know. So, I mean, you'll probably have Wyatt will come in there. Did you get him all straightened out with the all-star note, or was he stable?
No, we kind of just let it lie. I think he's waiting for a new node.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at all the stuff that he's working on. Like, he said he was 3D printing a satellite. I actually believe that he was going to get that sent to NASA and have them launch it for him.
Yeah, he's always working on something. It's I'm sure it's overwhelming, and everyone likes to give him new things to work on. I just want to be there. If, you know, if he's got a question, I'm more than happy to answer it. I don't want to overwhelm the kid or attack him and be like, here, do this, here, do that. You know, I was fortunate enough, I mean, granted I'm a grown man, but the way I transition into stuff is, you know, people talking about it and me trying it on my own.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, at his age, and based on what I've heard, you know, I've heard him talk and all that stuff, he's going to be the one that overwhelms himself. not in a bad way. I think he's going to be able to manage it, but I think he'll try all the things, and then he will narrow it down to what he enjoys doing.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Off topic, I'm on the R7. It's supposed to have noise cancellation. Are you able to hear all the background noise, or am I still coming in clean?
I think some stuff in the background, like, there's like a wind noise, but like, there's like a whooshing noise. Is it louder than, or I guess, what is it?
My kids flying by me on their power wheels that are ungodly loud, so I'm surprised. That means it's working. But I'm assuming you can't hear them asking me for stuff every time they drive by either.
Nope, so far so good. And I saw K8TMR key up on the hotspot, so if you're out there, Phil, go ahead.
I am out here. Log back on at work. How you guys doing? How's it going, Dave? Dakota, again?
I am sitting in my driveway talking on Burnside on an HD, so you'll have to give that a shot when you get home tomorrow. But other than that, I'm hanging out, doing good, finally enjoying some weather. Dave?
Yep, I'm just sitting here in Rochester for another 6 minutes, and then we're going to probably go out to dinner here. Where are you at? You said you're not home. Where are you at?
Well, I'm at work right now, like 32 in Van Dyke.
Well, good thing you brought your hotspot. I'd be curious Well, no, you said, yeah, if you're outside, you can get into Mount Clemens, not inside. I'd also be curious if you get into Burnside from there. Probably not, because you're kind of in a hole. But when I was at 32 and 53, I roamed to Burnside. So that means it had a better signal than Mount Clemens did. But it did kind of bounce back and forth there for a minute. So it's like right on the fringe.
Yeah, it's really cool that you can get in from there with HT. But yeah, you're at negative 113, just so you know. So you're right on that fringe.
Yeah, it's. I don't think I can get into Burnside from here. From home, I can get into it. But like I said, if I'm inside, it's spotty with Mount Clemens. Like I get a lot of choppy, you know, in and out. But figured I'd try that hot spot. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that earlier, but everything seems fine. I didn't change anything from this morning, and everything's back to working. So the only thing I changed was the master to that 3104, I think it was, that Tom recommended. But no, it seems like it's working good. How's is my audio coming in okay for you guys?
Yeah, dude, that's how the analog stuff was, too. That's why I put up my old repeater. I was, you know, I could get into Richmond, I could get into Romeo, but I sounded like crap because I was just kind of frying it out. So I'm just in a no man's land of a location. I moved. I don't know if I'm any better now. But, Phil, your audio's fine. You sound good.
All right, good deal. I didn't know if I had to change the mic gain or anything. Dave, you said you're in Rochester. Whereabouts in Rochester are you? Or what repeater are you using, I guess? Are you on a hot spot?
I'm going into the Mount Clemens repeater from here. So it seems like it's making it. Just my radio's having a little bit trouble. I got to watch that it's actually, like, transmitting. I was asking you, what radio are you using?
I'm on the Anytone 878.
Phil's on one of my legacy radios that was brand new.
Ah, okay. Yeah, sounds like, it's a little, I want to say a little bit on the guide, but that's signature of the 878.
Okay, yeah, as long as I'm also in the bay at work, so it's kind of deeper and echoey in here, but as long as my gain sounds good, I have a tendency to talk lower, so I usually have to bump it up a little.
Nope, I think you sound fine. Like you said, a little fancy, but totally readable. Audio's good.
Yeah, by the way, how is this one? I'm noticing that the meter is kind of like pegging a little bit. Do I need to, I can't do it here, but do I need to adjust my gain down?
You're louder than Phil, but you're not clipping or anything.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Yeah, it's a nice day outside. I found that I need to get a sun umbrella, though. I can't go outside. my deck is always facing like the sun side, so I gotta find a. I'm not sure what I want to do. I can either buy one of those expensive umbrellas, or I can buy a cheap umbrella and then buy a second one if I need it.
At our old house, we bought a cheap one that lasted 3 years. Had LED lights in it with a solar charger and everything. It was like $70 on Amazon. I would look at those. But I'm gonna drop out here. Dinner's ready. I'm going to eat outside with my wife, and I might be back later. If not, I will catch you guys tomorrow at 8 DBF.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you. Also, Dave, if you're just talking about an umbrella for like a table or whatever, they got a couple of nice ones. They're fairly inexpensive and pretty good quality at Menards.
All right. Yep. I'll look at that. I was looking at Lowe's, so I didn't think about Menards. So I'm gonna check them out too. All right. I will back out of here too. I'm gonna concentrate on driving. So we'll chat with you both later. Hey, Afeda.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you guys later. Okay. See you now.
N8DVF. This is KC8MXG calling. N8DVF.
Here's
VT. W1BLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo, Lima Uniform, Mobile, Monitoring, W1BLU. W1BLU, Radio Check.
W1BLU. This is NHCAF. I'm reading you loud and clear.